Okay, so Ife, I got a question for you. What is an artist?
A composting expert.
A composting expert? Interesting. Please enlighten. Because I don't like compost, but I now that you mention it, I feel there should be an expert at dealing with it.
A composting expert.
Yes.
Yeah. It takes a certain kind of person to deal with a superstar, a rock star, an artist, a creative genius.
Them people get listened to by the FBI, the CIA, FEMA.
Never had no goddamn privacy anyway. That don't make me none.
YMCA. YMCA.
I'm just saying, I don't have no secrets. And if I did have a secret, I'm the only one that know. So, is it really a secret if don't nobody know?
So, an artist is a composting expert.
Yes.
Compiled of secrets
No.
and metaphors and changes.
No. When you compost, you take all your food trash and you fucking do some shit to it, like let it sit and marinate in the fucking sun and
It
a
gets
little bit
hot.
of water, yeah, and voila, in a little while you have dirt. I mean, not the same day, but listen.
It don't happen the same day.
So that's what an artist is to me. They taking some shit, you know what I'm saying? And they, putting it through the thing, whatever, in that case, the artist himself. And then when they put it back out, it's good for everyone.
And you know this YouTube generation, that's what's wrong with them. They see so much
I
stuff, they
didn't
think
say
that.
anything was wrong with the YouTube generation.
Uh-oh.
That's my Tevin Campbell by way of Prince.
Well, I
But
think they all brainwashed anyway, like brainwashed little babies. I mean, no disrespect.
a brainwashed baby is black. It's definitely black.
You think that Caucasian parents shield their
I can't take
children from,
Caucasian, I mean, at
I
least
mean,
not for less than a few $1,000.
you can't say it?
No, you asked me if I thought Caucasian.
Yeah.
I'm saying I
Can't
can.
think it, yeah.
I can think Caucasian for pay.
Ooh. That's a whole different level of subjects and topic matter there. Well, that's why we get lit though, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
Because some shit we can deal with, some shit we can't. And some shit you gotta pay us if you
I
even
can't
want us
tell
to
you
thank. Yeah,
what people think. Now, if I was inclined, I could tell you what they know, maybe.
how so? How you
Well,
gonna tell me what they know?
I use my words. And my powers of observation, my skills of deduction, my relationship with God.
You know, certain people emanate certain auras. Our brains are neurotransmitters. Me and Blaze discussed this in depth. I wish I would have done a 1 hour special with Blaze. I'm trying to get him back on. That boy is phenomenal.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about when I was 17.
I mean, so like you said, some people say relationship with God. Some people believe aliens have designed all of us. And that if you can access your neurotransmitter in your brain, hypothalamus, the pineal gland, they think that if you can apply the proper control, you can do whatever you want with your body, with your mind, go anywhere, be anywhere.
A lot of ifs. I don't really have time for aliens.
They don't got time for us. They don't ever hang around.
Well, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, if it was aliens, everybody want to go with the idea that they smarter than us, but the other aliens, you know what I'm saying, are like, what, cancer and HIV? So the bigger aliens are going to fucking kill us, and then we can do about it anyway, so I don't really have time for people that's on, you know, alien shit.
They don't even know. The real aliens crawl all around us, bro.
Soldiers die one death, a coward dies a thousand times.
I understand that. That's where loyalty comes to play. It takes a bunch of soldiers to try to keep one from dying.
Well, they would have to believe in something, right?
Yeah. You're right.
I rarely tell people what I believe. I think I mentioned this before. When you tell people what you believe, you give them the key to your city. You wind up just like I can't say that. It was a horrible example. I was going to say Samson and Delilah, but you know, he didn't tell what he believed.
Get murdered in the end?
Well, no, not really. But that wasn't my point. My point is that I was thinking one thing, but he didn't tell what he believed in. He told what he knew. So I guess snitches get stitches.
Knives. Snitches get shanks. Snitches get bull whips. Pushed over bridges. Thrown off a three row.
Bad rep in that story. But don't nobody look upside Samson here like he was a dummy or like a weak man letting a bitch nag until he.
I never understood with God. How you cut this nigga hair and he get weak. Like, was he just that distraught over losing his locks?
You just missed everything I said. It ain't about what you understand. He knew. And he woke up in a situation several times where he told a lot. And the fantastical unicorn fire, you know, it, shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Two times of, like, ridiculous shit that he said would happen, happened. And you telling me that you don't know when a bitch trying to get you? It's 12-year-old drug dealers out here now that know when a motherfucker trying to get to their stash. So then, when you finally tell it behind a motherfucker nagging you, that's you being weak.
It you know, like, wait you know, a minute. You all right. 12-year-old dope dealers out here right now. Continue.
Saying they protect their pack better than he protected his covenant with God. Yeah. And yet, Delilah is the one that gets the bad rap. Not him for being a dummy or being weak. So that goes, you know, that's...
You're saying that's misogynistic?
No. Ooh. That's fetish vagina.
Fetish vagina?
Yes. What? That's what Delilah had. She had the purple kunta.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. The purple kunta? So she's she ain't shade that motherfucker. You right.
You play them away games.
Oh shit. So what the fuck? What? Hold on. Let me sip this. Cause you know, I've been trying to wrap my brain around a bunch of shit already. Hold on. What the fuck is fetish vagina? You gotta tell me. Cause you got me thinking all kinds of stuff. Like, we could go any way with that. I mean, I know the fans' ears are definitely perked up at this one.
Okay. Everybody's unique, but not everyone is special. So, fetish vagina is vagina for those who like special.
Vagina that can do more.
I just said special. Special is a special does.
So you talking about like if somebody can make that thing clap like that. That's fetish vagina. Make that noise all the time. Cause I seen a video where a lady, she was just doing and it was snapping like a turtle. You know what I'm saying?
If you really knew how awful that was.
Whoa, what do you mean how awful that was? What do you mean?
Think about the physics. Why would the inside of her vagina be doing that?
I have no idea. Like something broken? You're
not thinking about the physics.
Is something ruptured?
Physics. It's not like lip smacking.
So she's sucking in? Like sucking in air?
I'm saying in order for you to motorboat a woman.
Yeah, you gotta blow.
What does your lips and mouth have to be?
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that
I said slack.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that that's
I said slack. Physics.
Loose pussy.
I ain't saying nothing about no TD Jakes. Nothing.
You said, the slack. Kind of pussy that could take a head.
I didn't say that. I said slack and I said physics.
Okay, so that is fetish vagina wrong? Like are
no, it's
this is a field of women who are being overlooked right now.
It's not a
field. These women that can take two dicks.
That would be fetish vagina.
These women getting fisted. You know, this
that pretty much falls underneath the double parking.
Yeah, well, these women are overlooked.
I'm saying then you have women who maybe they're, I don't know, extra muscular down there.
So, should they get some of these new designer vaginas there? Is it all right for them to, like, repair the damage?
I wasn't aware of the damage. Are we talking about structural damage? Or
I don't know. This got, something has had to happen to make them that
talking loose. About the facade of the building.
I mean, maybe they were kicked the wrong way. The muscle was a ligament torn.
Talking about the structure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Pussy shouldn't snap.
This is my theory. That you are either slack or you take the S off and you lack maybe a womb. So that may aid in, you know, ferocious clapping.
Oh, you're talking about like a hysterectomy?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh.
And
have you had a hysterectomy?
Mm-hmm. I'm just getting ready to hit my second puberty.
Your second puberty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, how many puberties do you have?
They say just one, but, you know, special is a special does.
Everybody's...
Why would you ask me if I had a hysterectomy?
I don't know.
No, it's just funny. I don't see myself ever having a hysterectomy.
I know women that have had hysterectomy.
I do too.
Oh, is that personal?
It's not so much as that. I'm just... This is one thing that I will...
I'm not going to tell
you that I believe. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell nobody's business. So.
I believe you shouldn't take out nothing that you only got one of.
Ooh, interesting.
You know, I got a little Egyptian in me and shit.
So, if your liver's killing you...
You can cut off most of that bitch and let it grow back. I don't know. I'm just saying. You can't live without your liver, so that's, you know.
You got two lungs, so you can take out one.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh.
And the reason I'm saying that is because I believe that that's holding everything up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm saying if the brain is the epicenter of the hormone being produced, if you fuck up the destination, then no wonder bitches start growing beards and shit after they have hysterectomies.
Yep.
That's a hormonal imbalance, I believe.
So that's another group of women being overlooked. The hysterectomy women.
But then I'm not thinking about them.
They're probably led to all these fetish vaginas.
I could think of a million things that this one that led to fetish vaginas.
Like what?
Misinformation.
Misinformation is the trend in most nations. That's how it gets down. You know, everybody gets down with it. They always want to be sexy instead of just au natural.
I'm saying any group of people is only as smart as the women involved.
Ooh.
There's a bunch of dumb bitches running around right now.
Super trying dumb. To bring, what'd you say, trying to bring a lion home?
This fucking, just dumb.
A lion raised in the jungle.
And I'm not talking about inexperience. I'm talking about dumb bitches. See, remember, it's not what you put in your pussy that make you a hoe, it's what come out.
What? Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
they run around here with all these wicked ass children. Uncouth.
There's no such thing as bad children.
Uncouth.
It's only bad parents.
Oh.
There's no such thing as bad children. I mean, like, unless somebody's gonna sit up here and talk about, you know, some old white folks shit, Damien Omen, you know what I'm saying, type shit. You know, you had two people that, for some reason, was on crocodile and they made it and successfully, you know, gave birth to
a crocodile. Fuck no. If you got two people taking crocodile, they not allowed to have children.
I'm just saying, even that child might turn out to, you know, be president.
At all.
You know. I mean, is there ever a reason to put down a 3 or 4 year old?
Oh. What if you didn't have any legs in your arms?
That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm trying to say, like, if this motherfucker grow up, you know, it's gonna be all hell to tell the captain. I see it now. We see it now. So I'm saying, is there ever a time that conversation is had?
Man, that's some, you talk, like you said, that's some omen shit.
That's why I'm asking that. And since, you know, I don't know about anything like that. You know?
That's...
Every rotten acting kid that I met had rotten acting people taking care of it.
You know, that could be a lot of, like, people's horror. That could be, like, definitely some shit that scared the fuck out of you. Have kids who parents don't give a shit move in next door. And then so you got a whole gang next door to you. Please. But niggas are just gonna fuck your shit off and steal your cable and just don't give a fuck about your laundry. You just trying to let your blankets blow in the breeze like the fucking commercials say. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't put the wash, you didn't put the little fabric softener in the rinse, and you just trying to sit there, and you motherfucker will cut the grass. You know I got my blankets out there. Why you gonna cut the grass?
Sound like you're trying to have something. That's your problem.
You're right. Okay. That was a long time ago anyway. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about any of that shit. Sound like you're trying to be in pursuit of life and liberty and all that shit Kanye was talking about, the 13th Amendment. Like, you fucking want a lot. You know? You fucking want a lot.
I ain't got no blankets to blow in the breeze anymore.
You got sunshine, don't you?
Shit, sunshine is fucking great.
You got ground to walk on, don't you?
I got pictures of turtles.
Well, goddamn it, you in it doing it.
I'm saying,
that's what they're
we're in the motherfucking midst of this motherfucking podcast. Because everybody's always fucking watching. Now, I still want to know, though, what the fuck would scare you, Ife? What's your horror?
Something happening to my children.
Ooh. That's terrifying. Yes. That's soul wrenching. You know, something happened to the kids and some shit that I go back to jail for. Be right up in there with no problem.
I ain't really about that life.
Oh, but they had to catch me first for sure. For sure.
I'm just, you know, I don't know. You probably just wind up in a pot of beans fucking with me.
What happened to him? I don't know. Want some beans?
Yeah.
They good. I just made them a couple days ago. I got to throw them out in a little while. You sure? All right, peace.
You know what I'm saying?
Make a nigga make you tacos every morning. Fucking with her, with Ife.
I'm just saying, I mean, shit. I guess you know, a lot of people always say, something, you know, I'll be in jail. Well, I'm like, shit, I can't do nothing from there but catch up on my sleep. So the shit I do, they ain't gonna let me out after 2 weeks. And that's about all I fucking need, you know what I'm saying, at a time. You know, about, you know.
2 weeks, that's it?
And I just don't believe they'll give a nigga 2 weeks of making a pot of beans with a nigga. So, you know, really, that's, you know, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
That's gonna have to be between me, God, and that individual.
See you when we get there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time the white folks have done found out, shit, they done ate some of my beans. That's how that shit go.
Oh, shit. So they like, God damn it. This is some good beans, Ife. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh shit.
I mean, I don't know, I guess I...
Yeah, I gotta remember that everybody's unique. Not everybody's special.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and there's also some flicked motherfuckers running around here too.
excuse me. Pardon me, y'all. That was not a cat being squeezed.
No, I guess I should say, you know, like, bless
that was,
you.
That was a mathematical sound like sneeze.
Got out. It bothers me. People always say, God bless you. I don't even know why the fuck they say that shit.
I don't even say it. I don't say bless you. I say excuse me, if you notice. Because I'm trying not, I shouldn't be blowing that shit around. That's why I don't let nothing out. I don't want to blow that shit around your house.
People say God bless you because back in the day, they thought when you sneeze, part of your soul escaped. So you used to say God bless you. And you ask me why, you know what I'm saying? I know shit like that. And I can refer you back to, you know, my failed cultish, you know, indoctrination, you know, type. Ugh.
Oh, that must have been fun.
You know it was.
Shit, I know.
I'm talking about, like, it has made me an expert on deviant behavior.
You know, what are you suffering from? Survivor's remorse or something like that?
No, I ain't. Not, no. Yeah, if anything, I just,
it's a unique dysfunction.
No rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked.
The
Ife syndrome.
To the point to where I'm, you know, I go through phases where, you know, I'm reading medical books, reading classics, reading fucking autobiographies of necrophiliacs and shit.
Necrophiliacs are the fucking worst.
I don't think so.
They mess it up for everybody.
One of the earliest recorded instances in what people might call the modern, you know what I'm saying, time, was of a guy who lived with a real strict mother out in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, his mother just kept him isolated, you know, she thought he was a little special. And so, you know, I think it was a woman that came by the house, and she didn't like how the, you know, they interacted, and, you know, that was, he had very limited female action, interaction. Make a long story short, his mother died. He read in the paper about, you know what I'm saying, somebody dying, a young girl, he wouldn't. Dug her body up, brought her back to the, you know, to the farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere, and he explored her body at his leisure, you know, and, you know, it grew from there. But to me, had his mother not been mental, she wouldn't have created a situation where he had done something mental.
You know, I had an associate friend, like, I don't know, because he was really weird when I was in prison, but he had a strong story. He was emancipated from his parents because his father was abusing him physically, like, kind of like my father was, very demanding about grades, and if you failed, you were going to get the stick, you know what I mean? And to comfort him, his mother would sexually please him, like sexually abuse him. Plus, and the father was more than likely impotent, is what I'm thinking.
So man, it's not for him. Two fucked up people got together, and they, you know what I'm saying, on some cult shit, failed cult shit.
And had a kid.
Mm-hmm. Or like I said, you don't even have to have a kid together. A lot of these goddamn single mothers are susceptible to, you know.
Yeah, and see, he was emancipated from them after his aunt found out, his mother's sister. And in prison right now, she's still the only one that writes him because she knows, like, what he went through. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's in prison for life because 15 years later, he was emancipated when he was 16, and he was 30 when he committed a murder. You know what I'm saying? He killed them both. He just went in there and poisoned them one morning.
But he didn't have to do that, but he did have to do that. So it boils down to, you know, and take all types.
Huh.
You know, and who's to say if it was murder or not, unless, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got shit to do with it. And that's why you can speak on it like that. Meaning, whoever we go to for justice, whoever, you know.
Yeah, he ain't getting nothing no more.
No, I don't mean it. I like
gotta
that.
Check on him though. You know, I went to volunteer, right? In the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was, oh, intense.
I don't understand why people get out of committing murder. I mean, on one end, I do, because like I said, it takes all types, so you have to have your murderers. I'm saying if you've been so justly and wrongly or whatever it was, you know, to where the killing's the option.
Yeah.
If you can't figure out how to kill them, all you can figure out is how to murder them. That's, in my mind, that's not what God, you know what I'm saying.
So would you associate with this person after that?
Oh, it ain't got shit to do with that, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm talking about their...
If he were here right now, would you still chill with him? Like some kind of way he was exonerated and got out, would this be a guy you would want to hang around? A guy that poisoned his mother and father 15 years after he was emancipated because they discovered he was being sexually abused and by his mother and then physically abused by his father. And he was sitting right here. What would you tell him?
About what?
Anything.
Yeah, maybe. Asked me what
would
I
you
be
ask him
with
his choice of video game? Because I mean, that's all he talked about to me was video games.
I'm telling you, as long as you ain't doing nothing to the kids, and then go back to what did I say about it? Is it ever a time to put down a 4-year-old?
Is it ever a time to put, do you think there's a time? Because I don't know, that's some extreme shit.
No, so when, but that goes to the point I'm making now. So, if you ain't doing nothing to the kids, I'm sure we can talk.
Now, I was straight up with my boy. I told him like this. When he first told me about it, and I read his case and everything involved, I was like, you know what? I wish you would have done it when you was a kid. I have more, like, respect for you. You still my dog. I told you, I still hung with him, played Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, all that shit. People were shocked that I ate his food, you know? You know, you make the spreads. And
I guess I don't care that much.
Yeah, it's like to me.
No, I'm saying I don't care nothing about nobody being a murderer.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like I said, as long as you ain't, and just because I say kids, don't mean, like, oh, somebody go grab a 19-year-old, you know, like, that ain't, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. I'm saying I have my own line that I understand between killing and murder, and ain't nobody else gonna tell me that this person is a killer. I mean, is a murderer versus a killer. So you know, I know off top.
What about a bank robber? I ride with them every day. They mind so, like, and perceptive.
What's a bank robber?
Dudes that pull, like, the heists and shit.
So when a beekeeper go take the bees, Hank, he's a bank robber?
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. He come in there with, he got the gear on, he got the smoke.
You know what I'm saying? You taking somebody else's so-called work? Is that what we talking about?
Ooh, shit. So you saying, there's levels to this shit. That's what you saying. There's levels to this shit that you can rob on so many levels.
I'm saying, is it robbing? What's robbing?
Okay. That's taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Can't nobody take anything that don't belong to you. God didn't want you to have that shit. So either God didn't want you to have it, period, or God took that shit away so you could have more. So you can either be a half-ass, half-empty glass type person, or you can be a half-full. I don't know. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for aliens.
You know, you said once that artists can rob people. That they're not artists. They're robbing people. If they're not sharing.
I think I call them thieves.
Ooh, thieves. Thick ass. And I ain't talking about the ones that twerk. We talking about thick ass thieves.
I ain't even that much worried about a thief. Because if you steal something from me, then I'm just going to steal you.
You know, that's a powerful phrase right there. Steal you. You know what I'm saying? That's that. And just hearing it. Just hearing it makes it seem different. Like, what the fuck is going to happen if you steal me? It's going to stop all that. Okay, hold up. That's, you got these people questioning off the jump. And that's rule number one of conflict resolution. Start asking questions. And get them asking questions.
I'm aware that it was a conflict. You stole from me, I stole you. That's algebra. In a spiritual form.
There's math everywhere. Everywhere there's math. We exist in a fractal pattern. From our DNA to our neurons.
Yeah, I don't really know if I got any of them. White people love to sit around and name shit that you can't see with the naked eye.
So what would you call yours then?
Well, you got the insides, then you got your outsides. And then you got your outsides that come inside, and then sometimes you got your insides that come out. But I'm saying is that, you know, you could just spend your whole life learning terms that they're establishing and set forth before you about shit that you don't have a nuclear powered microscope. You know, even if you did, would you know what the fuck you were looking at?
Well, shit, there's people that do. They go digging in there. They make the cocktails and they administer. That's why we have the marijuana, the LSD, the mushrooms.
I don't know. Two of the three things you said are not like the other. They come out the ground. I'm saying, I don't need a microscope. I see organisms that, you know, supposedly only can see with the aid of a microscope.
So, is God an organism? Infinitely small? Or is God a macronism, infinitely large? Or both? God is both. The truth, I mean, if you want to talk about it in that terms, the truth of all existence is that if you believe in a God, a being, a divine creator, a creature, or entity that created you, guiding you, may intercede or may not intercede, if you believe that, that means that this entity made all of this, and it has to be all of this at the same time. What it has to be. Yeah. It has to be your pain, your struggle.
Maybe one day I'll get lit enough to tell you about the first time I met God.
Was it at a party?
I mean, when am I not at a party?
You know, that's usually what it takes to get me out too. See, people gotta be doing shit. I don't wanna go out for nothing. That's why I'm doing this mojo.
What does mojo mean?
I have no fucking clue. You gotta ask Austin Powers. It's what mojo means something different to me than it does to you. And at midnight, you gonna get out here and monkey around with yours. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got your outfit ready yet, you are losing. You already losing.
Well, I'm gonna start off wearing my hair.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go out, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna dress up like Edges for Halloween. See my pants.
You gonna dress up as Edges for Halloween? Okay, I don't know how you gonna pull that off, but I got to see that. Dressed up as Edges, I'm covered as bundles.
I wrote a joke.
Oh shit!
And it's funny that you just, but you should.
Oh, you know, shit!
Like, what do you call a group of crows?
A murderer.
What do you call a group of black women?
A
bundle. You just said it.
So if I come as bundles as Halloween, I gotta come as a group of black women. Oh shit. Okay. That motherfucker there.
I'm gonna tell you something about me.
Tell me what?
I have hairy armpits. I'm talking about like them dykes you see in the county, hairy.
Oh, because they can't get the razors.
No, you shitting me. There's nothing weirder in the world than the seeing a fucking bitch with the hairiest armpits and a bald pussy. I don't know what the fuck they got going on in there.
That's that fetish pussy. I'm sorry, fetish vagina.
I just don't get it. I swear to God, I don't get it. I mean, like, I would think you just going all natural, or you just shaving everything. But they got more hair under their armpits than on their head, and none in their crotch. That shit look crazy as hell. And then motherfuckers be calling them boy. And I'm talking about with some big ass double D titties. You know what I'm saying? Because you see them coming out of the shower, you know? I mean, obviously everybody try to bind themselves.
Well, it takes all types, you know?
And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, guess it just looks crazy to me. Why can't you just be a lesbian?
You gotta let people be who they gonna be.
You're right. It takes all types.
It takes all types.
I'm bi-gender. Who am I to talk? You know, I have a gay man inside of me bursting to get out. There you go.
He wants to dance. What's his favorite song to dance to?
Guess it'd have to be Diana Ross, Upside Down.
Ooh. Upside Down. More than me. Yeah. Lit as shit.
Working on it.
So, I'm not alone. I've often felt that I personally, was a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Well, that was perfect for me, though, because I got all the pussy anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're saying. I told you, I'm a straight woman with a gay man trapped on the inside of me. So I have all the flamboyance, all the extra And
my dream is that I could roller skate. Doo-doo. I used to have a dream that I was a girl that had a girlfriend. And we used to go to Skateland East over there in, you know, in Woodcrest. And we would skate to Sugar Pie. That was the weirdest fucking dream I ever had in my life, I think. Like, as far as, like, where did this come from? You know what I mean? If you sit there and dream, analyze, and think, like, why would you want to be this? Or, like, whoa, that one had a lot of connotations to from how we started, the trip to the skate land, when we got to skate land, and then the fight before the skate that we resolved, you know what I'm saying, in the ring. Some straight movie shit.
I don't know if you remember the part about I was stalked and tortured and just like specifically abused in childhood.
Yeah.
And, I prefer a much calmer scene. I like bookstores, you know, I like gondolas, you know, like room service. I'm not so much, you know what I'm saying, on the fights, you know. I like to watch those through a portal of sorts. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like to see a good fight.
Yeah.
But how often when you're witnessing what's about to be a fight, do you know if it's going to be a good fight on this? You know, both people. And then maybe you don't want to see both of them fight, so it's not really a good fight.
So you like UFC?
No, I like a good fight.
Boxing or UFC? If you had to choose.
It's not about what kind
of fight. If you had to choose.
You're not listening. Neither one of them.
Oh.
Neither UFC nor boxing, every match that they have is not a good fight. Therefore, I would not pick exclusively, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to. I like to see a good fight. So, whether it is taekwondo, boxing, UFC, the street corner.
So all the clips would be okay with you there, or the good fights, in any of those situations?
Not the clips, I know the whole fight.
Oh.
I want to see a good fight from beginning to end.
Okay.
I love a good fight.
What's your favorite fight then that you've seen? Everybody got one.
I mean, I'm me. Shit. You're always asking me to sit my crown on somebody else's head. Maybe, you know, Ip Man.
Ooh. Ife, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you 100% agreement on that. So, y'all got it from a good, secure source that you go get any of the Ip Mans, you're going to be all right. Wait a minute. No, get Ip Man 1 and 2, but don't worry about the rest. That's me, though. That's me.
It depends on whether or not you, you know, interested in knowing the whole so-called presented story.
Okay. I say if you really want to know, study the story. There's plenty of books on it that you can read.
No, we're talking about being able to visually look at, you know, what you're talking about. I actually, you know.
I love the story of Ip Man.
I would have, you know, see, I say Ip Man because everybody, but that Hunted Eyes from Marco Polo, he, you know.
Ooh.
And the.
You might be spoiling some shit for somebody. Not me. I haven't seen the Hunted Eyes.
The dude that fought in the Praying Mantis Kung Fu style.
Now, see, I haven't seen Marco Polo. Don't you put the secret out!
Has you ever seen Marco Polo?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm sorry.
It's ironic. Isn't that the game you play when you are playing a blind game in the water?
Marco!
Yeah, that
Polo. I never understood that.
Me either. I don't know.
Ooh! That would be a good horror story.
No, that was my first sport.
Somebody write that, a Marco Polo horror story. I'm going to put that out there for the FBI, the Feds, the FEMA.
It would take somebody with an oxygen tank or a Jacques Cousteau to drown me. You might be stronger than me and be able to hold me underwater, but your ass going to be under there too. But, you know what I'm saying? My, you know what I'm saying? My stroke is good in the fucking pool or the ocean.
I'm knocking them out. I learned that I could just use that elbow and get the head, get
That was my first sport.
Your what?
That was my first sport I was in. It was swimming.
I'm sorry. You talking about knocking people out. You just threw me back into the prison.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people panic in water. I don't panic in water. Like, the funny thing is that I panic now in the goddamn shower behind the trauma. But, you know, if, you know, you throw me in, you know, in a situation, you know, I'm down. It's just every time I'm presented with a choice, you know, I'm like, But, you know, I'm something like a mermaid.
I ain't fucking around in the water. If they try to knock me out, it's on. Because I'm like you. I'm telling you, my favorite fight would have been me too in that prison. No, not hashtag me too. Not hashtag me too. That's a whole different me too. But mine would have been, my favorite fight would have been in that prison. That ride was some fantastic shit. That ride was some fun. Fun from beginning to end, too.
I wasn't even really talking about a physical fight with another person so much as the fight of my life. You know.
Throw him over here!
You know, and my family, self-esteem is a fucking sin.
Because that does not allow you to be an individual or to be part of the group.
And I don't know about what you're talking about. I'm just saying, self-esteem is not allowed.
Why would they not allow you to be an individual?
I believe that role wasn't needing to be filled. I believe that you ever just probably get stuck with somebody in a situation. Like, if I was to ask you, everybody that was in Naughty by Nature, you probably wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So you gotta figure out that some people just, well, at least one that gets in there, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he have to be, and ain't got shit to do with music. For whatever reason, you know, he a homie, his hips, instruments, you know, his, whatever, his beats. But, you know, that was me. I was a, not only was I...
You was a nigga in the background.
Not only was I an accessory, I wasn't even like, you know, watch, you know, some shit somebody wear every day.
You the undergarments.
Like, no, I was more like a, you know what I'm saying, a pearl necklace. You know. So, whenever, you know what I'm saying, it was called for me to have, you know, personality and, you know, shine and show pony or whatever.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. I say pearls because pearls are boring unless that's all the bitch got on is pearls and heels. Other than that, it's just, that is like the ultimate one piece of so-called sophisticated stepford wife type of bullshit jewelry.
And you don't wear it all the time anyway. Either.
And on top of that. So you are, that there is a really, really, really myopic view of, you know what I'm saying, the idea of pearls and what they're for. And so, you know, that being said.
That's crazy then. What the fuck was Jesus talking about when he said, don't throw your pearls before swine then? What were pearls to the Jewish people back then? Could they have been something like, for oracles, for seeing things, foresight.
Don't give designer vagina to a rascal.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
That was kind of vagina because, you know, you're talking about biblical, you're talking about the, you know, groups and know, the decision making process based off of the benefit of the group, which in turn is it benefits the individual, yada yada yada. So yeah.
Man, do you consider a surgery designer vagina? The man who has that done? It's definitely by design.
And the most Frankensteinian way.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.